And welcome back to another episode of Big Heck Weight Adventures. I'm your host, Mr. Fast and Furious himself, Big Heck. And along with me is the smooth, the silky, the sexy, the showstopper, Mr. Chucky Smooth, Wade Ilson.
I hate you for that right now, but yes, I am back in the building. And we're together recording, and it feels like forever.
Yes. And it's about time that we get this episode going, because we know we've been hearing people talking and they're saying, when are y'all going to do another recording together? You put a couple of episodes out. I did my Big Heck Unhinged, which, by the way, immediately after us doing this recording, we are doing a Big Heck and Wade Unhinged. So make sure you look out for that.
It's going to be epic.
It's going to be cringeworthy.
Oh.
Because we're going to talk about some shit that people just don't understand.
Yep.
And things that just get you really pissed off and just make you want to grind your teeth until there's nothing left.
Exactly.
But with that, let's just start going into it. Brother Wade, please tell us about your illustrious and smooth pickups that you have done as of late.
Okay, well, since our last recording together, I have picked up a ton of comic books lately. Some of them being X-Men number one, X-Force number one, New Mutants number one, because a lot of the Marvel books are dropping lately with the X-Men reboot after...
That's a lot of number ones.
Yes, after Powers of X and House of X finished, or however it's called, Power of 10. I was also able to get my hands on today before we hopped on the mic. The old school, remember the old school X-Men figures from Toy Biz?
Yeah.
You know they re-released them, but they're on a bigger scale now.
Yeah.
So I was going to...
They're like 12-inch figures, aren't they?
Exactly. I went to the GameStop in Woodland Park, picking up, you know, Mama...
West Patterson?
Yeah, West Patterson. Sorry, oops. West Patterson. picking up Mama Wade's gift. Mama Wade's birthday is Monday. So, as of this recording. So, on my way there, I wanted to stop in and, you know, just check out the GameStop a little bit and see what's going on. So I hop in there. And the first thing I see isn't on my hat. I picked that up for Boogie Styles.
Yes, you know,
she's a big My Hero
Academia. Which she marked out.
Which she marked out for. Shout out to her. And I was also able to get the Deadpool figure. That was the, which is rare because I don't know if that was in the in the original OG waves.
Right.
But I had to get it. And I want to thank a good buddy of mine that works at the GameStop who has a podcast of his own called Precarious Pixels where they talk about gaming. Kind of like what we do.
Right, right.
But you know what?
Gotta show them love.
Gotta show them love because they showed us love. Podcast. Like I said, when we had our interaction. What else have I picked up?
Oh, question for you. Which Deadpool was it? Was it X-Force Deadpool in the black and gray? Or was it regular Deadpool in the red and black?
It was regular Deadpool, but it wasn't the Deadpool we know now. It's the Deadpool from the 90s.
Deadpool. It was OG Deadpool.
OG Deadpool. That wasn't witty and funny and all that stuff. It was just OG,
dark and
gritty and killing and just a badass.
Right. Very nice. Nice pickup.
What else? I know there was something else. Oh, props to my good brother over here. He was able to grab for me, but I did purchase them myself. So technically he just got them and then I picked them up on my own. The Eddie Murphy Pops, we're going to call them. It was the Billy Ray Valentine from Trading Places and Axel Foley Pop, which were at Target. We made a Target run. Happen to luck out. But there's a lot of figures I'm going to talk about later, but that'll be for Ringside Fest when Big Heck leaves me unattended.
Yes. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. So speaking of pickups, it's now November, and a pre-order that I put in back in somewhere around the
August?
August?
Yeah, August. It was August. I remember this. It was August.
I want to say August, and another pre-order that I had put in from, I have no idea, maybe June, maybe May, also came in, and those are two of the My Hero Academia Funko Pops. One was a Galactic Toys exclusive, which is the Shigaraki Pop.
Okay.
We have him. And we got two of those to come in, one for Boogie Styles for her to have for her collection.
Which she hasn't opened, right?
No, that one she did open.
Okay, okay.
And mine is safely put away in the pop protector box, and it's up in, you know, it's in the vault of Funko's.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And we also just got in today, as of this recording, we did get in the Mirio Togata Funko Pop.
Okay.
That was a Child's Collectibles exclusive, and shout out to Child's Collectibles. And the reason why I'm saying this is because they took the time to package this.
How was the package?
So this one came in a double box. So they have one big box, and then in it was another box. Mm-hmm. And when you opened it up, both Funko Pops were in pop protectors, and it's separated by and covered by bubble wrap, ensuring there was no damage to the boxes whatsoever.
So basically a Funko collector's dream.
Yes.
Okay.
I would highly recommend ordering from Chalice Collectibles. They seem to know how to package their products.
Okay.
So those were two of the pickups that I have. I've been good. I've been behaving as far as picking up Funkos because, number one, I have apparently run out of room here as far as where to put these things.
As Heel Carm angrily looks at you.
Yes, as yeah. She's angrily looking at me while playing Destiny 2, ladies and gentlemen. Also, shout out to Brother Wade. And the reason why I'm saying this is because Brother Wade knows my addiction to Dragon Ball as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Hot Topic and was able to snag for me a Super Saiyan Future Trunks from Dragon Ball Super, which is Trunks, if anyone knows, is one of my favorite characters. He is highly underrated, and Future Trunks is straight OG, like OP powerful. So, thank you for that one. And
No problem.
Happened to snag, I don't know how, but snagged me a Dragon Ball Z Floating Piccolo, which was a NYC Comic-Con shared exclusive.
Right.
Which I am looking at, and he is sitting there meditating also quietly, which I do love.
That was from, did I pick that up at GameStop?
That was a GameStop pickup, and shout out to Night Owl again.
At the GameStop in Willowbrook Mall.
Because she always hooks us up. We love you for that, Night Owl.
We love you, Night Owl. Yeah, we hope you are.
And other than that, I believe the rest of the pickups will get put on hold because they fall into our next category, which we're going to roll into. And none of these were my pickups. These were all Heel Karn's pickups.
Which you left me unattended with.
Which I happened to leave Wade unattended with. And ladies and gentlemen, leaving Wade unattended is a very, very dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm. It is true. It's been proven. It's been seen by other people.
And it's not dangerous for the person who's receiving. It's just dangerous because we just can't ever tell him how to live his life.
Never. So, don't ever tell me how to live my life.
I stopped telling you how to do that shit a long time ago.
A long, long time ago.
I just let it happen.
Exactly. And I'm proud you do. But moving right along, the pickups that Heck is referencing are from Ringside Fest. Ringside Fest is an annual event that happens every year at Caroline's in New York City that is run by Ringside Collectibles, and a lot of WWE superstars show up. And not only is the opportunity to meet the superstars, you also are able to pick up figures you haven't had the chance to get to or the Ringside exclusive. And there's always a Ringside exclusive every year that is either really big and really moves or something that's just like, that's all right, I'll pass.
Right.
And this year it happened to be the Andrade Cien Almas exclusive NXT TakeOver package,
right,
which came with the NXT title. And I don't know why they gave him the hat, because he doesn't wear the hat. It would have been awesome if he came with the mask and the jacket.
Yes.
And that was a really dope pickup. And that is when he won the NXT title for the first time from Drew McIntyre at War Games. Wow, it's been like 2 years already. Like,
yeah.
two years ago. Around this time.
I really feel like they should come out with a double pack with him and Zelina.
They actually did.
Oh.
They actually did, but it's not an Elite. It's a battle pack.
No, see, it needs to be an Elite, because them two, you know, that's like peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly.
Or lamb and tuna fish.
Lamb and tuna fish?
Would you prefer spaghetti and meatballs? Maybe this is a better analogy?
Yes, it is. It's a better analogy.
You crooker, mister.
So, there is a long story about Ringside Fest and what went on. So, when it was officially announced, it was supposed to be Jeff Hardy, Alexa and Nikki Cross, Ricochet, and Seth Rollins. I have purchased my tickets, and I told Big Heck on air that I was only going to meet Ricochet and possibly.
Oh, wait, hold on. We're getting signals sent over from Heelcarm. What was that, hon?
It was wrong. It was Jeff, Sasha, Seth, and Ricochet. Oh. That was the original.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, to correct me if I'm wrong, Heelcarm did just correct me. I'm sorry, guys. It was Jeff Hardy, Sasha, Ricochet, and Seth. Due to Jeff Hardy's outside curricular activities, which we won't get into here because I'm not judging it, he was replaced by Nikki and Alexa. Cool beans. I'm fine with that. I have met Alexa at numerous Ringside Fests that she's done and other events. So I said, why not? I get to meet her and Nikki Cross. Love them as a team, even though I didn't think it would work at first.
But it seems to work.
So last minute, on Saturday, an email was sent to me. So the email said Alexa Bliss couldn't make it due to other undisclosed reasons. And they were going to refund my money back and all that stuff. So I said, okay, cool. But you can still meet Nikki Cross. All right, fine. No worries about it. I had already purchased my Nikki Cross ticket and I bought my Sasha ticket. I was going to buy my Ricochet ticket that day just to meet him to get it out the way. So then I get a blow up. My phone starts blowing up with notifications. It's the good brother Jeff from Not Your Mama Soap Opera. And he tells me, brother, check your emails. Oh, my God, you're going to freak out. You got to check your emails. So I'm like, what are you talking about? And he hits me up, and I go look at him, and it says, special alert for anyone who bought Alexa Bliss tickets. This is very important. You should open this. If you purchased an Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross ticket, Nikki Cross was still going to be at the event, but Alexa Bliss had been replaced by the man, Becky Lynch, the current Raw Women's Champion. Very hyped about that. I was excited. I get to meet Becky and Sasha and Nikki Cross and Ricochet in the same day. Didn't want to meet Seth. Undisclosed reasons why. I won't go there with that. You know why, heck. I'm just not.
I'm going to refrain from saying the phrase.
Yeah, I know. Don't say it. So the first person I call off the top of my head is Heelcarm. Yep. And I call her. She didn't answer the first time. Called her a second time. She didn't answer. Called her a third time. She finally picks up, thinking I'm just asking her random questions. I said, guess who they replaced Alexa with? And she's like, Alexa's not going. I'm like, nah, she's not going. I tell her who it is. She almost flips the phone, breaks it, and runs immediately to call you.
Yeah, my phone literally blew up about 30 times.
Carve secures a ticket by going with me the next day with Boogie Styles.
Yep.
To NYC, and we're there bright and early. Dumb early. We get there. Heelcarm has the idea to go get the tickets early and, you know, cut out the line and come back. Now, I told her, could I do that too? She was like, yeah, go ahead, get your Ricochet ticket. Nobody's saying anything. Just tell her you're buying an Alexa ticket, which was the equivalent of buying the Becky ticket.
Right.
So I walk in, get my Ricochet ticket. But before I leave, I asked the attendee, I was like, yo, could I go downstairs and pick up, like, you know, an 8x10 or whatever to go get signed? She's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Nobody's going to say anything to you. Why did she tell me that?
And this is where the shit happens.
All right. So while Heelcarm and Boogie Styles are outside waiting for me, there is a plethora, and I mean plethora, of figures I don't get the chance to get to because our Target sucks. Our Walmart sucks.
All of our Targets suck. And we're talking about all within a 20-minute radius.
Yes, they all are trash dookie. For figure collectors out there like myself and Big Heck, you know the woes behind that. But
yep,
I was able to get.
This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, for this next about 15 to 20 minutes or so while he rambles on and what figures he picked up. This is exactly what happens when you leave weight unattended.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to start with the figures I picked up for me, or should I start with the ones I picked up for Heelcarm for her birthday? I will start with mine. Okay, so I was able to pick up the Finn Balor Ultimate Collection, which I haven't seen in person. I've only been able to see online. Love that figure. It is an amazing figure. It is from, I believe, and Heelcarm will probably correct me, I want to say that was WrestleMania Finn. Looking for approval. Was that WrestleMania Finn? Yeah. It was WrestleMania.
Confirmed.
It was WrestleMania Finn when he defeated when he defeated Bobby Lashley for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania this year. I got the CN figure. I was also able to secure, and I was going to get signed, my Becky Lynch figure that I originally had when she first won the SmackDown Women's title at Backlash. They actually had the WrestleMania exclusive, which doesn't come out for a couple months. With the man jacket. Big Heck is looking at the Finn Balor Ultimate Collection figure to see when it is confirmed of the date of when it was released and when he wore that attire. I'm thinking it's WrestleMania. I could be wrong. It could be SummerSlam. It could be SummerSlam when he fought Corbin.
It's SummerSlam because of the bat. I think it is SummerSlam. I think it is when he fought Baron Corbin. But I could be wrong. It looks like the gear because they were the sash.
The sash.
Yeah, this is the ninja sash.
Okay. So it was when he fought Baron Corbin at SummerSlam. Anybody who's a figure collector, shout out to Fully Posable. They could correct me if I'm wrong as well. Or the good brother Jeff, let me know. Guys, we're more than welcome to be corrected around here. But what else did I pick up? Oh, Adam Cole with the North American Championship, a figure I have been dying to get. Oh, my God. I love that figure so much. They even changed the belt after people complained saying the belt was too red.
I didn't think it was that red.
No, when it first came out, bro, it was ready. It was like Twizzler red.
No, it wasn't Universal title red.
Yes. They actually screwed it up the first time. And then the re-release is the North American title looks exactly the color it should be. It's more like a...
Oh, you're talking about for the figure?
Yes.
Okay, I see what you mean there. Yeah.
So, I also got that figure. What else? What other figures did I get? Oh, a big one. A big one that me and Hale Karim were very shocked that they were actually going to release. And we saw it at San Diego this past year was the Elite 2-pack. And I believe this is the first Elite 2-pack, right? It is the first Elite 2-pack.
Again, confirmation.
The Elite 2-pack featuring AJ Styles versus Finn Balor from TLC 2017.
Well, why don't we just confirm with the plaque that you happened to buy here with the actual piece of the ring apron?
Let's
do that.
That was a lovely Christmas gift.
Which was a limited edition. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, October 22nd, 2017.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Confirmation once again. Thank you, Heel Karm.
Thank you, Okarm. She is our resident corrector, if anything. Finn Balor related. Any corrections we need to make, she will gladly let us know on air.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. Boogie Styles is currently sleeping. She would correct us on things, too, but she's currently sleeping. But
Heel Karm is our silent third partner.
Yes, silent third partner. Who also runs our Instagram account and Twitter account, guys. So, give us a follow on those. Props to her for those.
She apologizes for the lack of Grey's Anatomy tweets.
Yes. Very sorry. Sorry, MJ. she's like the main one. But let's see. What else? What other figures did I pick up? I know I picked up more.
Did you pick up another Becky Lynch?
I picked up. I said the WrestleMania Becky Lynch.
Okay, yeah.
I also picked up Kofi Kingston with WWE title from WrestleMania as well. I believe that is all my figures. I could be off. I don't know how much I spent. Oh, actually, I do. I'm just not going to say on air because every time I say it, I cringe thinking about it. But before I left, I had to make sure that I got Heel Karm because her birthday had just recently passed. Two awesome gifts. One being that Finn Balor Ultimate Collection figure that we are staring at currently right now. And also the AJ and Finn 2-pack. I come outside with the bags and Harriotta says, right off the bat, Boogie Styles says, where did you buy? Why did you buy it? You know, Daddy's going to be mad that you bought these figures. He's like, Daddy said we had to watch you so you don't buy anything crazy. Heel Karm just gave me the look like, should have let him go in. But morning session went great. We got in. I was able to meet Nikki Cross. Which the crazy part was, Heel Karm didn't know she was meeting Nikki Cross until she got her ticket. So for those that know, if you bought the combo pack,
you left out a figure.
What figure?
You also got her the Nikki Cross.
No, she got that on her own.
Oh, okay.
She got that on her own. I corrected him. So I saved the effort. So she didn't know that she was meeting. Basically, the ticket covered Becky Lynch. Heel Karm didn't know when we got there that you also get to meet Nikki Cross for free. So we're in line, and she's like, shit, I got to grab something. I was like, go get the figure, or go get an 8x10, whatever. She runs, sees the figures at a reasonable price, and Ringside Fest has some decent prices for figures. They go off of the scale of how much they're worth and stuff like that. So,
I mean, their pricing is definitely a lot better than what the resellers sell them for.
Very true. I know the Liv Morgan right now, the Chase Liv Morgan is going for $80 straight up.
And she keeps escaping you.
Yes, always.
Mind you, that's the one thing I always go and look for every time I hit a target.
A Liv or a Sonya Deville. The Sonya Deville Elite is, those two are like the main ones. It was funny, even some lady we met who designs, I want to talk about her. I don't know her name, but she designs teddy bears for the wrestlers. Legit makes their gear and everything and then gives them to them as gifts.
Nice.
And the Nikki Cross and Sasha she made were phenomenal. Phenomenal. Now, I want to talk about the experience meeting the wrestlers. We had the morning session, and Heel Karm goes ahead of me to meet Nikki Cross after I had met Sasha. Oh, Miss Banks, I love you. I gave her
the blue dress.
Sporting the blue dress. I love it. I hope she wears that tomorrow on SmackDown. And I got to meet her, and this is my third time meeting her. There's always been some weird interaction, like the cup. The
invisible cup.
The invisible cup. Shut up. The invisible cup. Then there was when I had her sign the photo of the invisible cup photo, and she's like, why am I signing this? So I explained to her, and she's like, listen, don't worry about people who hate on you for that photo. It's a great photo. She's like, plus I love the shirt you wore. I remember you now. Yeah, that shirt was amazing. I don't know anybody with that shirt. So props to her. So I say, as she's autographing my WrestleMania figure, which is a rare WrestleMania figure to find, the Sasha, where she's in her Eddie gear. And I love that figure. I think it's one of her best elites she's ever had.
It's one of her best gears, too.
One of her best gears and one of her best elites. Besides the one that is a Ringside Fest collectibles exclusive, which I will be getting, which is Sasha with the blue hair. Yes. I talked to her a little bit, and Heel Karm and you. After you guys made your props, you guys know I'm a big fan of hers, and I know she loves Sailor Moon. So Heel Karm came up with the idea to give her a gift. So I gave Sasha it's a Sailor Moon, what, headband?
It's like a headpiece.
Like a jewelry headpiece.
And she popped for it. She loved it. She said, oh, my God, thank you so much. I'm like, I'm not that many people know I love Sailor Moon. I was like, yeah, it's kind of obvious. Like, I was like, I've been a fan since NXT. Like, before you became the boss, I was like a fan. And we've taken the picture, right? And she tells the guy who's taking the picture, because they have Ringside Collectibles has their own like crew. She tells him, no, take it again. I didn't like how it came out. Take it again. In front of everybody. And she didn't say mean. She didn't say evil, because I know people have had terrible interactions with her. She said it really nice. She was
but
like,
you've never had a terrible interaction.
Never. Never. I have never had a bad interaction with Sasha.
So then that just goes to prove a point that it may not be her. It may just be the person who's having the interaction.
Or exactly. And she was very nice, very cool about it. She said, listen, I don't like how that picture came out. You mind taking a few more? And we took like 4 or 5. Shake her hand, move on. Now, here's the cool part. Heel Karm's in front of me for Nikki Cross, right? So she goes to meet Nikki. They're talking a little bit. And I hear Nikki say to her, what's your name? And she's like, Carmen or whatever. And she's like, oh, how do you spell that? And Heel Karm's looking at her like, what? Nikki Cross took the time with every fan she met to personalize their figure.
That's awesome.
And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I walk up to her. I say, hi, Nikki. How are you? I'm a big fan. I love what you do. I love you since Sanity. She's like, oh, my God. She's like, I didn't know so many people wanted to meet me. She was really, overwhelmed by it. She gave, she put her arm around me, gave me the thumbs up. We took the photo. Awesome interaction. Now we get to the bad side of Ringside Fest. Okay. With every Ringside Fest that goes down, there is a VIP line. Mm. I've done it before. Well worth it in prior years. No issues, no worries. Here is my thing. And Ringside Collectibles, I know you guys run a tight ship, but you need to run a little bit of a tighter ship when it comes to this. The VIPs they already get 2 autographs, a photo, and they get early line access. Cool beans, right? You think right. That's fun?
Especially for what they pay for. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. Because they're like, what, 4 or 5 a pop? Yeah. For like 5 people? And we saw in line, shout out to Jeff and Dusty Dave, who was a hit at Ringside Fest with Aerie Boogie Styles. I'll get to that later, too. Mm-hmm. we were in line, and it started the afternoon session started at 1. We were in line for an hour. And I'm going to tell you what pissed me off about that. Because one, there were kids outside. It was cold. It was getting cold.
It was a cold day.
It was a cold day. There were kids outside. We saw the VIPs leaving with, like, this one dude must have had, like, 10 items with him at one time. Of the same. And you know I don't curse a lot on these shows. Fucking figure.
Yeah.
5 Becky Lynch WrestleMania figures. Yeah. Now, I get it. If you're meeting Becky Lynch and you want to get some for people that aren't there, I understand that. But you walked out with 5 of the same figure, my guy. Then you had 7 or 8 other items with you.
And here's where my gripe comes in, and this is just me as a collector. Mm. You know someone who's getting 5 of the same figure. Number one, he's not sitting there and he's not getting those 5 figures. 1 for himself and then 4 for his friends.
Very true.
And then the 7 or 8 other items that he sat there and got autographed. Mm. Those aren't for his personal collection, especially there's duplicates and triplicates of those items.
Right.
That's a fucking reseller.
Yep.
And I'm going to come out and say it. You guys are fucking scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time something comes out, you guys are the first jerk-offs in the store, racking up the entire fucking lot and leaving nothing for the collector, for the collectors to come and get. Because you want to be a dickhead and you want to take every single figure and you want to sell them on eBay or fucking Amazon and mark up and jack up the price by $20, $30.
Mm-hmm.
You're the reason why collectors have a hard time getting shit.
Exactly. Very true. And that was one of my biggest gripes. It was one of the biggest gripes, like 4 or 5 of us that were in the front of the line. We were in the front of the line. We got there on time, mind you.
Yep.
And still, we waited out there an hour. So we get in, and I'm already thinking in my head, yo, this experience at Becky Lynch is going to suck. Because she's been there for an hour, signing a bunch of items over and over again. She's not going to have the same energy or same vibe when she meets us. And it's going to suck. And shout out to the good brother Jeff once again. This is his. He's had so many opportunities to meet Becky, but things have happened. You know, life, it happens. And he got the opportunity to meet her. He's even on WWE.com with Sasha, which is a big look for him. I'm so happy for that guy, man. Here's where hashtag Wade Karras comes into play again. I did this 2 years prior with Finn when Heel Karn met Finn.
He said my name!
For those that know that story, you know where this is going. So, what's the one rule, heck, that you shouldn't do when you're doing a meet and greet and Wade has a ticket at the same time?
Never let him go in front of you.
Never.
Ever.
Ever let me go in front. Especially if I know that's your favorite person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Seth was there. He was cool, whatever. Didn't interact with him. Straight to Becky's mind. Waiting for Becky. Becky takes my figure. She signs it. Likes it, whatever. I go, hey, Becky, it's an honor to meet you. I met you as the SmackDown Women's Champion. So now I'm meeting you as Raw Champion. I never got to see is Becky Tilvelts. And she's like, it's okay. It's awesome. She's like, I'm glad you came out. Thanks for coming. I really appreciate it. She's like, I didn't know, you know, guys were going to come out last minute. So I take the photo with her, but I say, Becky, before I leave, I just have one thing to tell you. She's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And I point at Karim and I say, that's my sister. She is a huge fan. She's had opportunities to meet you before, but they've always fell through. So today is her birthday. Kind of lied about that.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to spend her birthday meeting you. So
technically, you didn't lie because it was her birthday month.
It was her birthday month. Actually, it was her birthday week because it fell in the line. In the frame of it, in the 2-week frame.
Yeah.
So we get there and I walk away. I don't know what happened. We may have to call Hill Karn back on the mic and see what was said. Or Karn, we can hear you from here. Would you like to repeat what Becky Lynch said to you that day?
Please
as,
do.
As she turns red on the microphone.
Not red. What ended up happening was, once again, Eugene does this to embarrass me. And my birthday was on the 10th of October, so that everyone know. But he told her it was my birthday anyway. I got a happy birthday from Becky. And I got her a little gift. I got everyone a little gift. I don't know, it was mini, like Nikki Cross would have gotten or something. What happened?
Guys, we're going to have to end this episode a little quick. We're going to do a part two to this in about now. You'll get it.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Starcast this week. Oh, damn it,
Carmen. All right, now picking up from where we left off, Carmen was saying,
telling us about her lovely interaction with Becky Lynch.
Anyway, I got Becky Lynch a pin that said something about
sipping the tea,
spilling the tea, sis.
Anyway, she I had an awkward moment with her because I get really nervous. I had an awkward handshake, but she gave me a hug. Very happy about that
hug. How did she man hug you, or was it a
hug? It was a hug. I loved it. It was awesome. Anyway, she was awesome when I gave her the pin. She was like, "Oh, love this pin. I'm gonna put it on right now." And she physically put on the pin as I was walking away from her, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, she was so awesome. I would totally meet her again."
You're leaving out that one part. What did she say to you before that?
What do you mean? She said happy birthday.
No, but she's like, happy birthday. I can't believe you're spending your birthday.
Birthday. Yeah, she said, happy birthday. I can't believe you decided to spend your birthday with me. I'm like, she's so awesome. I love her. Anyway, Ringside Fest was cool. The only thing I hated was the wait time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cold. And had I known how cold it was, I think I would have brought Ari more stuff with me, like a blanket and a chair. Like, I was just unprepared of how long we were, because when we had the Finn experience, I felt like it was quicker.
Yeah.
And
that's because it was raining.
The worst part was it was raining that day, but I felt I went by quicker with Finn than I did with this time around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there just as early as I was to meet Finn, too. Mm-hmm. We went in the morning session with Gene for Alexa. And then we had our Finn one, and I felt like it went by way faster than this time around. I don't know what happened. It was just hope it doesn't happen next year.
It wasn't that bad as it was, man. And you know what? We're forgetting the other part. Mm-hmm. Boogie Styles got to meet.
And Ari got to meet.
Ricochet. And why did she meet Ricochet?
Oh.
I'll let Big Heck take this.
So, Boogie Styles is a huge My Hero Academia fan, which is of no fault to anyone but my own.
You.
Which I am proud to take that fault. So, at WWE Crown Jewel, Ricochet decided to come out dressed as All Might.
What's Crown Jewel?
That's that house show that they have in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, okay.
That apparently a lot of the wrestlers got detained. And couldn't make it to SmackDown. But we're not going to touch about that subject because we all know that house show is just, you know, there was only two reasons to watch.
Yeah, it's very true.
So, Ricochet being one of them. And he decides to come out in full gear, but it happens to be All Might's Golden Age costume.
Oofa.
Now, I show Boogie Styles, and Boogie Styles can't contain herself anymore. And this is when we told her, hey, listen. Oh, yes, props to Heel Karm for letting her know. This is where we turn around and we tell her, hey, listen, Ricochet is going to be at Ringside Fest on Sunday. Do you want to meet him? And that was basically the biggest unanimous, oh, hell yeah, that we've ever gotten from her. So
did she say, oh, hell yeah?
Not in so many words, but you could tell by her facial expression it was a hell yeah.
Okay.
So Heel Karm decides, being the awesome mama that she is, she buys tickets for her to go and meet, you know, Becky Lynch, and she then unknowingly gets to meet Nikki Cross, and then also purchases tickets for Boogie to meet Ricochet. Now, we now know that Ricochet is a My Hero Academia fan, so
because he had just tweeted that he was going to start watching it because everyone recommended it to him.
So, and with all of that, while Heel Karma had gotten the pin for Becky Lynch, and we picked up the Sailor Moon headpiece for Sasha, Boogie says, I want to get Ricochet something. So she goes into Hot Topic and GameStop and finds a bunch of things for him and presents him with a plethora of little gifts, being a My Hero Academia wristband, a All Might fig pin. What else was it, babe?
The little
candy. It was a little tin of My Hero Academia candies that she gives him. And I think there was...
It's her favorite. Every time I go to Hot Topic, I pick her up.
And if I'm not mistaken, maybe one other item.
She had a two-pack My Hero
Academia. The wristbands.
Wristbands.
The fake pin.
The pin.
The candy.
And the candy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she gives him those three things. She gets a photo taken with him. And when I ask her what happened when she gave him the gift, she just sent his clam up and was like, oh, you know, nothing. And I'm like, wait, that can't be, because I've met Ricochet when me and good brother Wade went to Evolve. And he is anything but quiet and not appreciative
of fans.
He is fully appreciative of fans and loves anything and even likes to have little side talk with you. So when I asked Heelkarm what did he say, she said that he turned around and said, oh my god, these are awesome. Thank you so much. These are great. And then took the picture with Boogie Styles. And I'm just going to chalk it up to her being shy and the fact that she got to meet an awesome wrestler.
Yes. Not her favorite, but one of her favorites.
Well, now one of her favorites.
Now one of her favorites.
Because Lord knows, anything with My Hero Academia, that was an instant win over.
Instant win. But speaking of My Hero Academia, and we need to sidebar a little bit, this is Heck's major segment, anime talk.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the world of anime, there are so many shows that come out between the seasons, and if you haven't had a chance to catch up on any of the ones that you've seen before, I have taken full advantage in my spare time when I am not helping take care of Emmy Boo and Boogie Styles. In my downtime and my moment of trying to zen, I watch anime. So we are fully caught up on My Hero Academia, and unfortunately we didn't get the latest episode last week, and that was due to dubbing and subtitle issues. So with that being said, Funimation did make the announcement that this coming Saturday we were going to get the latest installment for My Hero Academia Season 4. So we'll probably be talking about the first four episodes of Season 4. It may be on a solo episode featuring myself, or we'll probably roll it into our next episode.
Or maybe a Big Heck and Boogie Styles episode.
Oh yes, this might be a Big Heck and Boogie Styles episode.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do that one. Along with My Hero Academia, I have caught up, and I'm fully caught up on Fire Force. Amazing, amazing anime. And yes, Heel Karma is behind, and because she just gets home and she's exhausted from work, I have just gotten to the point where I can no longer wait for her to watch any more anime. Because this is the reason why I'm behind on Attack on Titan. So I refuse to wait. I'll just rewatch the episodes with her whenever she wants to, which is probably never. Just like she did with Sons of Anarchy. Yes, I'm looking at you right now. Anyway, moving on. Fire Force going into the latest episode was amazing. Start of the last episode, Fire Force introduced a brand new opening. I'm going to tell you, the opening song for the second half of the first season is just unreal. I actually had to go and download the new opening because that's how much I loved it. Besides Fire Force, I have actually decided to binge watch all of Sword Art Online up until the beginning of the third season, which I am then going to binge watch the third season after watching Seasons 1 and 2, plus the extra edition, plus the ordinal scale. I have completely forgot in some of these episodes how much of a tearjerker some of these episodes can be.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this on the ride home.
Yes. And it was kind of nostalgic to watch them all over again, but it was pretty dope. Then I had been hearing a lot of things about Excel World, which I had to kind of get my hands on and start watching, which thank you to Hulu and their anime selection, I was able to actually watch all of Excel World, which it was kind of interesting to watch considering the fact that they had a tie-in to Sword Art Online, especially with the dive gear that they're talking about.
Right.
That was kind of like the tie-in into Sword Art Online. So I felt like this was like a side story with like different types of VR games. It was interesting to watch. I kind of related to the main character in the story, who is this really short, chubby kid who kind of felt awkward, which I kind of felt like growing up, I had like little awkward moments where I felt like the oddball out and there was no place for me.
So did I.
So it was really dope to see that, you know, even the oddball and the one who feels like he's left out can actually get the dub. So he can actually get the win for once, mm-hmm. which I felt like I've gotten lately, especially. So Excel World was pretty cool to watch. And then I started watching another anime called No Game, No Life, which is a very interesting and very fucking odd anime, considering the dynamic between the brother and the sister that's in there.
Right.
Because they're very reclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And they call themselves blank. So whenever they play a video game online, they don't put a name. They're just blank.
Mm-hmm.
But these two work so well, and they're so intuitive when it comes to video games, they've never lost. Now,
is this like Ready Player One?
No. This is nothing like Ready Player One, because in Ready Player One, he's actually lost. But in this one, they have never been beaten, ever. In any style of video game, whether it's strategy, action, you know, MMO, RPG, first-person shooters, they don't lose at any game they play.
So basically, you and Hillcom combined in one individual.
Me fighting games and her Destiny and playing Control.
Right.
Because she's just an asshole when she fights. She will sit there, and if you're on a 3-kill streak, she will make sure to fuck your shit up. And be like, she actually turns into Ned from the Simpsons.
As she actually does. You're beat. As she's actually doing right now. She's playing Destiny in the
background. Yep, and we're watching. But it was an interesting dynamic to see in the anime, especially when apparently the god of games takes those two and transports them into a world where the whole premise of the world, everything is based off of rules for a game.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to uphold, it's kind of like a betting type of situation. You have to uphold the rules of the bet and everything else. And interesting. It's just, I was kind of pissed that it was only like maybe 15 episodes and then it drops. And then I had to go and look into it a little bit more, and apparently there was some copyright issues. That's why the second season never came out.
Right.
So I was like, well, shit, I kind of started in the anime, and now I'm kind of left hanging here. You know, it's kind of blue-balling me a little bit. You know, this kind of sucks.
Slightly.
Yeah. Which, this is probably going to come up on an Unhinged episode, but future.
Oh, God.
Unhinged, yeah, when enemies got left you hanging. As far as animes are concerned, these are the things that I've watched as of late. I still haven't finished Demon Slayer. And the reason for that is because whenever I'm watching these animes, I kind of use it to help me zone out when I'm doing my work.
Right.
So Demon Slayer has no dubbing to it whatsoever. So I would have to read the subtitles, and I can't do that while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to have to be a thing where, you know, I'm at home and the kid, you know, Emmy Boo is probably taking a nap, and maybe Boogie Styles wants to sit down and watch a little bit with me. So that's probably going to be one of those things, but I will catch up with Demon Slayer, and I am still waiting for season 2 of Rise of the Shield Hero to drop. We're probably getting it in 2020.
Okay.
Big excitement for that one there. So, as far as my anime talk, that is what I have. If you guys have any other recommendations for animes you want me to check out and see what they're worth, if they're even worth watching, drop us a message on Instagram or on Twitter and let me know, because I have no issues sitting there and taking time out to watch a couple episodes and letting you know if it's worth it or if it's just trash.
Very true. Also, I am still on My Hero Academia Season 1.
Episode 1.
3.
Get out of my house.
Damn.
Get out.
Damn. Okay.
Keep in mind that the whole premise of this anime, who anyone who's watched it, is basically superheroes. Case in point, I'm going to look at you right now, and I'm staring at you as I'm saying this. The biggest superhero fanatic ever, and you still haven't watched this. The only one that you've actually watched was Tiger Mask, and that's because it was wrestling involved.
Yes. You leave me alone. You know what? I have so many shows to watch, which we're going to get into right now in TV talk.
Look at the side talk. Look at the sidebar. Look at the sidebar.
It was good, but I handled it well. I transitioned well. All right. Just on a quick note, a few TV shows I've been watching that I have really, really freaking loved is Titan Season 2 right now. Holy shit, is it good.
Okay, so is it safe to say that the Jason Todd and Deathstroke fight scene, that was pretty crazy?
No, Dick Grayson.
Dick
It was Dick Grayson and Deathstroke.
Okay.
As brief as it was very awesome. I like how the characters are being used. They're kind of blue-balling us with Nightwing. It's starting to piss me off a little bit. Like,
come on, damn it, just bring him out already.
Yeah, like, get to the point. Get to him becoming Nightwing. I love how they introduced Superboy, and this is Superboy from Young Justice, Connor Kent.
Okay.
Well, that's how I know him, guys. I know he's from comic books, but that's how I was introduced to Connor Kent. We got the introduction of Jericho. We found out a little bit more about Hawk and Dove, who I didn't know. Minka Kelly and Alan Ritchson, who play Hawk and Dove, can sing their asses off. And they sang Ain't No Mountain High in the recent episode. Damn, did they kill that shit. They killed it, bro.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I was like this, jamming in the break room. Everyone was like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, I watch the Titans. Like, you shouldn't be acting like that. I was like,
no, mind your business.
Mind your business. Let me live my life. Let me do my thing. I'm on the jam right now doing Titans.
Ain't nobody talking to you. Shut up.
And it's just a really good show. It's a lot better than season one, and I love season one.
Season one was really good. Oh my God, that Doom Patrol episode was amazing.
As I need someone to watch season two and finish season one and catch up on season two. And I also need another person to watch season one and season two. They are both in this room right now, and I will refuse to name names, but you know who you are.
Listen, when you finish My Hero Academia season one, then come and talk to me.
I will. You know what? Fine. If you finish Titans season one and catch it to season two, I will gladly finish My Hero Academia season.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it in 2 days.
Okay, fine. I'll finish season one in about 3 days.
Should have taken that long.
It should, because you know I have dates. You know, Charles Smoothie. Ever since I got my shape up, I'm looking right. All right, Drake.
Let's go. Let's finish. Let's go.
All right, so let's see. What else on television have I been watching? And this is a show we're both watching, but I'm 2 episodes behind. You're, what, 1 episode behind, or you're caught up?
Which one?
Watchmen.
I am 1 episode behind, but I do know parts of episode 3, which is a little disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But episodes 1 and 2 of Watchmen have been great so far,
mm-hmm.
and have literally taken me back. Only because I'm saying it because of this. I was very reluctant in watching Watchmen,
right?
Because of the angle that they decided to go in. This is a futuristic scenario where this is set forth in, you know, the very far future in comparison to where we're at now.
It's 20. Isn't it 2019? But just like,
well, that's what I'm saying. It's not. It's not based on a timeline for the original comic.
Mm-hmm.
This is set in future, kind of like alternate timeline, parallel universe type of
right.
whatever the hell. So, right, like Hill Karma saying, it's an alternate timeline. So, I mean, they do make mention of Rorschach and, you know, Dr. Manhattan and the originals from the comic. But I gotta say this, not for nothing, it's really fucking good.
It's woke as hell, too.
It really is. The first episode, I want to say, like, maybe the first 15, 20 minutes of it is really hard to get through.
It is.
But if you can grit your teeth and, you know, kind of bite down and get through it, you're going to really enjoy episode 1. Episode 2 is kind of like a light that gets shown into, like, what's going on with episode 1, but kind of leaves you hanging still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still don't know what the hell's going on, but you're going to find out eventually. I haven't watched all of episode 3 in it, but we do get an appearance of Silk Spectre, an older Silk Spectre.
Ooh.
And apparently she is still hung up on Dr. Manhattan.
I don't know. Don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you, but apparently she has a piece of him that seems to be molded after a certain part of his anatomy.
Oh, God.
And it has a magnetic attachment to it. So if you guys know what I'm talking about, you guys know that it vibrates, and it apparently is supposed to be inserted somewhere.
Yo, oh my God. Oh, God.
So this is a definite rated R section of the episode, but let me just tell you, I saw that part, and I just said, holy hell. Talk about blue balls. Anyway, moving on.
All right. Let's see. Movie talk or wrestling talk?
Let's go into movie talk, because we want to talk about what's going on with this particular movie.
The Batman movie.
Yes.
Okay. So, it's been a while since we popped on the mic, and we've gotten a lot of casting since and news about the movie. We got Robert Pattinson playing Batman. Jeffrey Wright, who is a very accomplished actor, will be playing Commissioner Gordon.
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz has been signed on as Catwoman. Oh my God, she's so beautiful.
No arguments.
No arguments. We also have heard rumors that Andy Serkis will be playing, is in talks to play Alfred.
It's but now, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Are we getting the badass MI6 British intelligence Alfred? Or are we getting just, you know, I'm here to serve Master Bruce.
MI6 Alfred. I believe the story we're going to get is, I feel it's a mix of The Long Halloween, which you talked about in an earlier episode, mm-hmm. and some of Batman Earth 1, because the rumor is that's what Pattinson's suit is going to look like in the movie, Batman Earth 1. Guys, if you haven't read that graphic novel, go find it. Go check it out. Let us know what you think of the suit. I'm probably going to post a picture of it on our page.
Yep.
But it is a pretty dope suit.
And I got to say, that version of Alfred mm-hmm. is probably by far one of the best iterations of Alfred itself.
Badass.
British intelligence, MI6, badass to the fucking bone. I'm not letting him hang out there solo. Alfred
mm-hmm.
is by far my favorite versions of Alfred.
And I agree. I agree a whole bunch. But here is the meat and potatoes of this whole movie concept. What we just found out was that, I think 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell, for those that don't know, he was in one of my favorite movies, Phone Booth.
I thought you were going to say Daredevil.
Fuck you. he was a great Bullseye. You know what?
Bullseye.
Fuck out of here. Fuck no, baby. But he has been signed on to play the Penguin. And the internet lost its goddamn mind.
But here's my question. What version of the fucking Penguin are they talking about?
I you know what? Heck, you've played this game with me before. You know what? I think they're going with the Tall Tale series version of the Penguin.
Which Tall Tale series? The one from the PlayStation?
Yeah, that one.
I don't remember him being that thin.
He was. He actually was. If you go play the game, which is available now, and I know you still have it, he's in episode 2 or 3, I believe. And he's skinny, and he's a childhood friend of Bruce Wayne in this Telltale series. So they're mixing. So Matt Reeves and
whatever script. He's taking different elements from all sections of Batman.
Exactly. And he's giving us
a
big melting pot of Batman stories in one. And I believe he's going to do it justice. Now, I know some people were complaining about it, were saying, oh, that's that fuck shit. You know, you're casting Colin Farrell when you had Jonah Hill, who, mind you, backed out and wanted more money, more than what Robert Pattinson is getting. I'm sorry, sir. You are a comedic actor. You are very good in the movies you have done as of late. But you should not be getting a higher pay scale than the person who's playing the main character of the film.
I agree.
He wanted $10 million.
No. See, look, I like Jonah Hill as an actor and everything else, but dude, just because you did Wolf of Wall Street and you did all these other movies, here's something you need to know. Know your fucking place, stay in your fucking lane.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if you're playing a supporting character, you're playing a villain supporting character, not even a main villain character, know your fucking spot, bro.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way in hell you should be getting paid more than the lead actor of this film.
Exactly. Now, that is where we wrap it up with the Batman movie. I have no issues with this. I'm very excited for the movie.
I have no issues with Colin Farrell only because he's an amazing actor. We've seen him in so many different movies and he's played so many different roles and he's just one of these guys who's thrown into any type of scenario and he just does the damn deed. You know what I'm saying?
He does though. When it comes to Colin Farrell, when he's doing a character based role, he goes full out. And I know there's been movies where he's had to, like, put on a fat suit or put on extra weight or lose a ton of weight to get into these character roles.
Yeah, he's dedicated. He's a dedicated actor. I mean, it just talks to his dedication, just like with Christian Bale, with Tom Hardy. You know what I'm saying?
Heath Ledger, rest in peace.
These are gentlemen who have sat there and who put their bodies through either rigorous stress or just an amazing fucking workout regime and have lived up to the roles that they played. Mm-hmm. Colin Farrell to me is going to be someone who actually takes the role and does it justice, especially if he's doing a different version of the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. And not for nothing, I know I said in the beginning when we first talked about this film that I had my doubts about Robert Pattinson, but seeing him in the photos that you posted, him training with the jiu-jitsu expert who trained Keanu Reeves
for John Wick,
and he's sitting there and he's going through it. He's not just going through the motions. He's literally busting his ass to do this.
Mm-hmm.
kudos to Ryan Patterson for that. I really feel like he's going to put on the extra weight that he needs to fill out the suit. And he's going to bring everything. He's going to bring his A game to the role.
I agree. I agree 110%. Any wrestling talk you want to get before we wrap it up?
Let's talk about the NXT and AEW situation.
Okay.
Especially with the NXT invasion that just happened this week.
Yeah. You know what? With the invasion, I feel that it's boosted NXT's ratings up a lot. We've had NXT come over from SmackDown, like you said earlier, due to the Crown Jewel, some of the competitors being delayed and couldn't make it to Buffalo, I believe.
Yeah, we'll call it the Crown Jewel fuckery.
Crown Jewel fuckery. Made SmackDown last week one of the best SmackDowns ever in a long time. We had NXT show up. We had Adam Cole, Matt Riddle, Keith Lee, Tommaso Ciampa show up and run
havoc. Don't forget,
Rhea Ripley.
Shayna Baszler showed up also.
Rhea Ripley.
Tegan Knox.
And they wrecked house. And it was one of the best SmackDown episodes ever. Because, as you know, at Survivor Series, it will be for the first time ever. SmackDown versus Raw versus NXT. And I feel the rating shift has changed. No, I don't really care about the ratings, guys. We're just telling this to you because maybe some people care. NXT and AEW were only like, what? And Hill Carmen can correct us if I'm wrong. Like 100,000 apart from each other ratings-wise?
Uh-huh.
It's calling it close, man. I'm telling you, AEW is great. Don't get me wrong. They are a beautiful product. I love what they do. But that NXT vibe, man, they're starting to pick up. It's starting to get that steam. It's starting to get people to recognize.
Right.
Yo, there's other stuff to watch, and NXT is the brand you should be watching.
Absolutely.
And
not for nothing, NXT has some of the greatest talent on their rosters. And I will say this, and this, I have no problem saying this.
Mm-hmm.
NXT talent, you know what? If you want to compare apples to apples, they outshine some of the main roster on Raw and SmackDown.
Absolutely.
And that's not even an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. What do you know where a 300 big man can sit there and pull out the fucking moves that he's doing and flying over the top rope? Flawlessly.
He did that flawlessly.
Bask in that man's glory, goddammit.
He did that.
And then you got the bro.
Who grew on you.
Who grew on me. I will say he grew on me. But who do you know comes to the ring rocking slides, kicks him off, and says, you know what? I'm going to kick you with my bare foot, and you're going to have to smell my feet. And then looks at you and goes, bro.
He's so cool, though. He's so awesome. I got to meet Matt.
Oh, and you know what? I got to make mention to it because he did it in the tag match with him and Keith Lee when he speared the shit out of that one guy. I can't even remember who he hit. But then he kind of did the Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
That was fantastic.
The Brohammer and the spear.
Yep.
Yes.
I love it.
I want that match down the road, maybe. We'll get it.
Yep.
Major props to Adam Cole, by the way.
Dude, baby.
With a bad wrist. Broken wrist.
How about Ciampa?
Goldie.
Daddy's home.
he's going to be one of those people that you really have to pay attention to. Look at some of his movements throughout this whole little NXT invasion.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like Ciampa is no longer the heel. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's turned to the, he's playing the anti-hero role.
Definitely.
Where he's not heel, he's not face. He's kind of like, I'm going to do whatever floats my boat at this point. He's kind of like the Deadpool of NXT at this point.
Very true.
And he doesn't start the shit. He just deserves them.
And heck, we're at the point we got to wrap up, brother.
Yes, we are going to wrap this up really quick right now. First and foremost, we always do these shout outs. Shout out to Ephraim, a.k.a. Clever Art, for hooking us up with our, I want to say, illustrious and phenomenal cover art.
Yes, because
it is fantastic.
It's lavish.
Yes, lavish. So make sure you go and follow him. It's Clever Art. He's on Instagram. Make sure you give him a follow. And shout out to JXK Designs for their awesome, awesome arcade sets that they do. And they're all custom.
All custom. Shout out to Brickhouse Power.
Brickhouse Power Coffee and Jack Mofo.
Check them out.
We love you.
Check those out
really quick.
Anybody else we need a shout out?
We did give Night At her shout out.
Yes, Night At. The good brother Jeff. Everybody at WrestleAct Radio. I heard they got nominated for some big wrestling podcast awards.
That's great.
So, guys, I'm going to probably retweet the link later. Go vote for them. Also, big news I want to tell you.
Yes.
Did you know who got next got nominated?
What?
Philium and MJ got nominated.
That's great.
And they said if we vote for them, they'll come back.
Awesome. So we'll make sure we vote for them. Ladies and gentlemen, with a peace, a salute, and we're